With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. When it comes to fighting crime in other American cities, about to get the Trump treatment, the president sending the National Guard to Memphis.
The president signed an order creating a Memphis task force that will carry out anti-crime efforts similar to the federal law enforcement crackdown in Washington, D.C.
This task force will be a replica of our extraordinarily successful efforts here.
Tennessee's governor joined the president for his Oval Office announcement. The effort will involve the FBI, Drug Enforcement Administration, and ICE, among other federal agencies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Georgia Supreme Court has declined to hear Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis's appeal of her removal from the Trump election interference case. So now the Prosecuting Attorney's Council of Georgia will have to find someone else to prosecute the case. True to its word, Israel has been warning of it for several weeks now. The Israeli military has launched a major offensive targeting Hamas in Gaza City. Powerful explosions have rocked the city as the Israelis vow to liquidate the terrorist group. And as Israel dismisses as distorted and false a new UN report accusing it of genocide in Gaza. Several more states considering redrawing their congressional maps ahead of next year's midterms.
Texas, California, and Missouri may have led the way, but the battle over redistricting is far from over. At least seven states are considering new maps, likely to give either Republicans or Democrats better chances in the 2026 battle for the House. Republicans currently hold a 220 to 213 advantage, with two seats previously held by Democrats now vacant after their deaths and scheduled to be filled by special elections over the next several weeks. Bob Agner reporting.
Actor-director Robert Redford has died. He was 89. This is SRN News. Does your faith influence your votes?
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, just 25% of American adults say their religious beliefs have a lot of control over who and what they cast their ballots for on Election Day. 18% say faith has a little influence, and 56% of respondents say their spiritual convictions have little to no impact on their voting habits. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say that their faith controls who they vote for, 51%, the most of any religious group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal prosecutors have charged the leaders of a church with congregations in several states with swindling millions of dollars in educational benefits for military service members. The indictment says leaders of the House of Prayer Christian Churches of America recruited service members to join congregations near military bases in Georgia, North Carolina, Texas, and Washington State. This is SRN News. The FAA is looking to levy $3.1 million in fines on Boeing.
It's over safety violations, including an incident in January last year when an Alaska Airlines jetliner lost a door plug panel on its fuselage in mid-flight. No one was seriously injured and the plane landed safely. The agency says the proposed penalty covers violations from September 2023 through February 2024. The FAA said it identified hundreds of quality system violations at Boeing's 737 factory and a subcontractor's facility. Boeing has 30 days to respond to the FAA. John Scott reporting.
American TikTok users may get a reprieve from the threat of a shutdown after the Trump administration announced it has reached a framework deal with China for the ownership of the popular social media video platform. More details at srnnews.com.